You are Locked On Chargers, your daily
Los Angeles
Chargers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning into this Thursday evening Locked On Chargers podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Stanley. You can find me on Twitter at BoltFan in Denver or over at LockedOnLAC. The reason for the late episode of the podcast today is that I drove from my home in Denver, Colorado, to Flagstaff, Arizona for Northern Arizona University's homecoming weekend. My wife is an NAU alum, and she just had shoulder surgery last week, so we decided to drive rather than fly because it's cheaper, and she can't really carry anything right now, so... Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Enough about me. You guys are here to listen to me talk about the Chargers, so let's do that. Today we're going to talk about this weekend's game against the 5-2 New England Patriots. The Chargers are traveling to play this game in Foxborough. And for a little history on both teams, they are both coming off three-game win streaks. And as we know, the Chargers... they usually have, historically, they've been pretty bad when they have to travel to the East Coast and they have that 10 a.m. Pacific time start. Meanwhile, the Patriots do very well at home, particularly against AFC teams. And for a little more history, the Patriots are 5-3 versus the Chargers in the regular season with Bill Belichick as the coach. So basically here's... history is not really on the Chargers' side in this matchup. But as we've seen developing over the last three games, this isn't the same old Chargers team anymore. The Chargers are finding ways to win games. They're closing out games. They're playing with a dominant defense and an offense that's doing enough to come away with a win. I mean, it's a different team this year. And... this also isn't the same Patriots team many of us are used to. While their offense is still very good, as in the number one offense in the league based on yardage, their defense is pretty bad. Actually, their defense is really, really bad. While they have the number one yardage-based offense, the Patriots have the last place defense in the league for yardage, being brought down by the league's worst passing defense, which is giving up 310.4 yards a game. And while they do have five interceptions, the same as the Chargers, they've given up 15 passing touchdowns, which is six more than the Chargers have given up. So, I mean, already that's starting to sound a little better. So let's take a look at a couple other stats I've found and see if we can find some more hope for the Chargers here. So, as you'd expect from a team that leads the league in yardage like the Patriots do, the Patriots lead the league in explosive plays with 75. Now, for this stat, an explosive play is considered a run of over 11 yards or a pass of over 15 yards. So the Patriots have 75 of those, which is almost 11 per game at this point. The good news there is that the Chargers are tied for eighth best team in preventing explosive plays, and have only given up 48. So that's a decent matchup for the Chargers. They're going to have their work cut out for them, but I think they can hold them under that, you know, average of about 11 explosive plays per game. On the flip side, the Chargers are tied for seventh in the league in explosive plays with 57. But the Patriots' defense is fourth worst at preventing explosive plays, and they've given up 67. So the Patriots' defense is giving up almost 10 explosive plays per game. And as we've seen, the Chargers have been improving week to week with these chunk yardage plays, especially as Hunter Henry's usage has increased. So I expect the Chargers to meet that average of 10 explosive plays and probably exceed that. Speaking of Hunter Henry, the Patriots' defense is awful against tight ends. New England has given up 37 receptions to tight ends for 382 yards and five touchdowns on 54 targets. So that tells me Hunter Henry should be able to continue the production of the last few weeks and possibly dominate even more. Of course, we can't talk about Hunter Henry without also talking about Rob Gronkowski on the other side. The Chargers are doing a lot better than I thought against tight ends. When I first saw this stat and started looking at it and saw the numbers that the Patriots had given up, I figured the Chargers probably wouldn't be that far behind, but I was very pleasantly surprised. On 39 targets to tight ends, the Chargers defense has only allowed 25 receptions for 313 yards and zero touchdowns. Zero touchdowns. And if that isn't impressive enough already, consider that stat line when you understand that the Chargers have had games against Zach Ertz, who leads the league in tight end in touchdowns and passing yards for tight ends, and they face Travis Kelce, who's third in yards and tied for fifth in touchdowns. And the Chargers only gave up one reception for one total yard to Travis Kelce. So, and both of those guys have way better stats than Rob Gronkowski right now. Gronkowski is second in the league in yards, but he's farther down the list on touchdowns, and the Chargers have not allowed a single touchdown to a tight end. Now, it is Gronk. I could easily see him, you know, reversing course here and the Chargers giving up that first touchdown to a tight end this week, but on paper, this is a very good matchup for the Chargers. Hunter Henry is in line for a huge game against their defense, and on paper, the Chargers defense has a really good shot at stopping Rob Gronkowski this week. Now, Philip Rivers should be able to have plenty of success in the pass game because the Patriots defense is third worst in the league in passer rating. They're giving up a passer rating of 103.8 yards. I mean, a passer rating of 103.8 cumulatively. And to compound that, they have one of the worst pass defenses in the league when they're in the nickel, and they're giving up 6.4 yards per play when they're in the nickel. So they're going to see that a lot against the Chargers. And I think with how this front office has been working the past couple of weeks and looking at tape, and they're going to be able to see that and put the Patriots defense in nickel a lot. On the flip side of that, the Chargers, their secondary needs to be on their game this week because so far they've been able to get a lot of help from the pass rush. Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, Chris McCain, these guys are getting lots of sacks, lots of pressure, and forcing mistakes. We saw it a ton last week with Trevor Siemian. Tom Brady's a different story. Tom Brady leads the league this year in passer rating while being pressured with, I had to double check the stat because it's he's got a 143.1 passer rating while being pressured. A perfect passer rating is a 158.3. So he's almost got a perfect passer rating while under pressure. It's going to be nice to get a couple of sacks on him, but the defensive backs need to be ready this week. That everyone needs to be playing and pulling their weight because Tom Brady isn't just going to roll over when you get pressure on him. Continuing on that kind of down stat, trend is Melvin Gordon is currently only averaging 3.2 yards per carry when he rushes on first down, but he will have a chance to improve that this week because the Patriots have the league's worst defense on first down and are giving up 7.57 yards per play. Now, this will really help the Chargers because they've been putting themselves in too many third and long situations, and with the Patriots giving up almost 8 yards every first down, it's going to be pretty easy to move the ball and keep getting first downs. And to help Melvin Gordon even more, linebacker Dont'a Hightower just got added to the IR today for the Patriots with a torn pectoral muscle, and their best defensive tackle against the run, Malcolm Brown, hasn't even practiced this week. So while Melvin Gordon hasn't had great success on first down so far, he really has a good shot to improve that stat this week. A couple more stats for you guys, because I know a lot of people like stats. So both Rivers and Brady, they've had to deal with a lot of drops from, especially from their what are supposed to be their best wide receivers. Tom Brady has had 4.7% of his passes dropped, and Rivers has had 4.6% of his passes dropped. And as we know, watching the games, Keenan Allen has had a lot of drops this year. And so that's a big part of that. And having watched a couple Patriots game, Brandon Cooks has not been that sure-handed, especially in the first couple of games this season. So it'll be interesting to see which one of them turns that around better in this game. And the final stat I wanted to bring up is that to have the best chance at winning this game, either one of these teams is going to want to have a healthy cushion of points going into the fourth quarter. Because right now, Rivers has the fourth best fourth quarter passer rating in the league at 110.4, and Brady is just behind him in eighth place with a 98.9 passer rating. Both of these guys, I mean, Tom Brady especially, he's known for comebacks. He's known for never being out of a game. All you have to do is look at last year's Super Bowl. But Rivers is showing this year that he can do great things in the fourth quarter and come from behind and protect a lead. So the Chargers are going to want to have a pretty good cushion going into this fourth quarter. So with all of that said, the history between the two teams kind of favors the Patriots, but on paper and in the stat columns, the Chargers have a lot of good things going for them going into this game. So building on that, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about injuries. The Chargers are fairly healthy this week. Joe Barksdale is still not practicing with turf toe. I've never had turf toe, but from everything I understand, the only real way to improve it is to stay off it. So continuing to not let him practice, and with how well Michael Schofield has done in his place at right tackle, I could easily see Barksdale probably not practicing tomorrow either and just sitting out this game and going into the bye and resting all next week to hopefully come back after the bye feeling a lot better so that he can get on the field. Other than that, the Chargers had four other people on the injury report. All of them were limited, but none of them look like they're going to miss the game. So I'm not even going to mention who it was because they're probably all going to play. So the Chargers have one guy that is kind of questionable for the game in Joe Barksdale. The Patriots, on the other hand, are not faring so well with injuries. As I mentioned, Dont'a Hightower got added to the IR today, which is a big loss for them. He's one of their better linebackers. And not having to face him is a really good thing for the Chargers. And I also already mentioned Malcolm Brown, their defensive tackle, one of their interior guys. He's also looking like he's probably going to be out this week. He hasn't practiced yet. Staying with the starters on the defensive line, the Patriots have a former Charger, Lawrence Guy, playing defensive end, and he's been limited in both practices this week with a chest injury. They also have two other players, Harvey Lange, another linebacker, and Eric Rowe, a safety, a defensive back. Neither of them have practiced this week. And Danny Amendola, they've been leaning on this year a lot. He was out Wednesday and limited today. So they've got a lot of guys on this injury report that see substantial playing time normally. And, I mean, I'll take it. Any help the Chargers can get going into this game, I'll take. And so seeing the opposing team have a much longer list on the injury report is always a good thing. So I don't want to get overly optimistic here, but on paper, the Chargers are in a really good spot this week. They match up very well with the Patriots this year, and unless Tom Brady wills them to victory or the Chargers suddenly stop playing like a team and, you know, that their bodies get on the plane to New England, but the rest of them stays home in LA, I think this is a game that the Chargers can win, and I think they are going to win. I'm predicting a Chargers win in this game. I think the Chargers go to New England and are able to put up a bunch of points against a very, very bad Patriots defense. And I think that the offense does it, you know, does enough points to get them the win. I think the Chargers defense has been playing at an elite level and will be able to do enough to contain Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski and contain in the run game. In fact, I failed to mention it, but the Chargers, while they started off the season very poorly defending the run, they haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher in three straight games now. And that's going to be something that I hope they can continue and build on, especially seeing the swarm tackling that happened last week. That's going to be really important because the Patriots offense is extremely creative. They do a lot of good things. Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick are just they're mad scientists, and they put their players in the best position to succeed. So it's going to be up to Gus Bradley to make sure that the defense is in a position that the Chargers players are the ones that succeed. All that said, I think the Chargers win. I think the Chargers put up 27 points this week, and I think they keep the Tom Brady Patriots offense under 21 points. I'm going to call 27-17 Chargers final score. So that about does it for me today. Thank you again, everybody, for tuning in. Sorry I got out so late. I will be probably posting again tomorrow or at least one more time before the game. As always, please, if you enjoyed the podcast, subscribe. If you didn't like the podcast, subscribe anyway. Take your girlfriend's phone, subscribe on her phone and set it to auto-download. Share with your friends. It's on all your favorite podcast apps. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's pretty much everywhere. And you can follow me on Twitter at BoltFanInDenver or at LockedOnLAC. Thanks, everybody, and enjoy the start to your weekend.